Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, this day in history is a little bizarre, but for those of you who live in cold climates, this day in 1904, the automobile tire chain was invented, which seems kind of silly because you don't need it yet. But I suppose it's one of those things, it's like one of my favorite factoids, is the first time SOS was used. Do you know the first time it was used?
Titanic?
Well done. Absolutely. Which means that's why they didn't save anybody. Somebody's saying sauce? Sauce? What? Well, you know. So, yeah, the first time you need something is not a good time to decide that you don't have it. So, the automobile chain was invented this time of year. The first mid-air refueling on a de Havilland DH-4B set an endurance record of 37 hours in 1923. So once people got off the ground, they didn't mess around. On this day in 27, Italian anarchists Sacco and Vanzetti were executed after a lengthy controversial trial. On this day in 1939, in a secret pact, Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union divided up Romania and Poland. On this day in 1942, the Battle of Stalingrad began, which is just an amazing... Russians lost more than everybody else put together in World War II. Let's see if I can find anything. In 1966, the Lunar Orbiter 1 takes the first photograph of Earth from orbit around the moon. Very famous, that photograph. On this day in 1970... Cesar Chavez organized the salad bowl strike, the largest farm worker strike in U.S. history. For years, I didn't eat grapes because of Cesar Chavez. I'm sort of back to eating grapes a little bit wrong. The Stockholm Syndrome was not exactly invented today, but sort of. In 1973, a bank robbery gone wrong in Stockholm turns into a hostage crisis. Over the next 5 days, the hostages began to sympathize with their captors, leading to the term Stockholm Syndrome, in case you were wondering. On 1977 on this day, the Gossamer Condor wins the Kramer Prize for human-powered flight. You can see this is a big day for aviation. Aviation, once it got going, just couldn't be stopped. And maybe that's why it's National Enjoy the Wind Day or Fly the Wind Day or whatever. Speaking of the Olympics, on this day in 1987, the American male basketball team lost the gold medal to Brazilian team at the Pan Am Games in Indianapolis. The final score was 120-115 and triggered changes in the sport basis in USA, resulting in the Dream Team. The U.S. men won gold, I mean, for the, like, 100th time or something, didn't they?
Yeah, something like that.
I think they did, yeah, not the 100th. The women's basketball team is the one I think has won six straight golds or something. This is kind of a cute thing to do. In 1989 on this day, the singing revolution, 2 million people from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania stand on the Vilnius Tallinn Road holding hands. How cool is that? 2 million people. I think that's great. On this day in 1989, 1,645 Australian domestic airline pilots resigned after the airlines threatened to fire them and sue them over a dispute. I didn't even know that there were that many Australian domestic airline pilots. Good for them. It doesn't say what happened. On this day in 1990, Saddam Hussein appears on Iraqi state television with a number of Western guests who were actually hostages to try and prevent the Gulf War. Well, that didn't work out very well. On this day in 1990, Armenia declares its independence from the Soviet Union. On this day in 1990 also, West Germany and East Germany announced they will reunite on October 3rd, which was, well, it depends on where you were. If you're an American, you probably thought it was a great idea. If European, not so much. So I guess it's perspective. On this day in 1991, Tim Berners-Lee opens the World Wide Web, www, to new users. On this day in 1994, Eugene Buller, the only black pilot in World War I, is posthumously commissioned as a second lieutenant in the Air Force. On this day in 1996, Osama bin Laden issues a message entitled A Declaration of War Against the Americans Occupying the Land of the Two Holy Places. Let's see what else we can find. If it's really terrible news, I'm not going to tell it to you anymore. It's too icky. And there are a lot of icky things. August is not a month for nice news. I don't know if it's dog days. I don't know if it's heat. Because in the Southern Hemisphere, presumably, it's about the same as what? February. So, alrighty. I thought what we would do, speaking of nothing in particular, is we had talked about last week's news story about the federal government deciding that they're no longer going to phase out private ownership of prisons. The Justice Department's going to take it over because they've decided that they're not very good. And so they're either not going to renew, they're not taking any new applications. So in the next 5 years, the privatization of prisons will be ended. So I thought we'd ask about what your questions are about, or how, what you feel about it. Because in general, when we ask questions about the federal government, everybody's always saying, oh, no, private industry is the way to go. Government's too bureaucratic. But this is one of those cases where it was disastrous and corrupt. So we asked the two questions, what are your thoughts about the Justice Department ending private prisons, and what are your ideas for prison reform? So, Blake, do you have any ideas about this?
I'm 100% for this. This is something that I personally think that should have happened a long time ago. It's just a corrupt system, and I don't like how our prison system doesn't seem to focus on rehabilitation. It's just more of a punishment and kind of...
It's warehousing people.
Right.
And we know that the recidivism rate in prison across all crimes is about 87%, and we've done the story about California prison reform, which is turning people out who they felt convictions were too harsh or that the laws have changed. And so you've got two problems, but they are basically the same issue, which is people who committed a crime who have then been incarcerated and come out for whatever reason, either because they're paroled or because they've changed their sentence, and they have no skills except what they've learned in prison, which is quite often how to be a better criminal. So, all right, let's see what other people think about it.
Yeah, let's see. Christian says, lost 40% on CSX today. I suspect there is more to read between the lines. She admitted in the end that the article, that the fiscal impact wasn't clear. I couldn't figure out the root cause of the verdict.
Well, that's the prison system, though, right? Read that again. I got a little lost in that.
Lost 40% on CSX today. I suspect there is more to read between the lines. She admitted in the end of the article that the fiscal impact wasn't very clear. I couldn't figure out the root cause of the verdict.
Okay. Not sure exactly what the point is there, but... All right. I have to let that one go primarily without comment. I don't understand what he's talking about.
Steven says, I was in a private prison while I was in transit to New York. I was there for 2 weeks, and it was way better than the actual federal administration building. I was only there for 2 weeks. However, I don't think they're doing this out of kindness. This has to do with someone's bottom line.
Well, absolutely. It's a combination of being expensive and ineffective. Why was he in prison for 2 weeks?
Not sure. It just says...
on his way to Boston? I don't know what that means. Were you going to some other kind of incarceration situation, or
he was in transit to New York, and that's all it says.
That would be a little clarification, be good there.
Yeah.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about, and I don't necessarily want you to equate the fact that we're talking about what should happen to the U.S. swimmers and prison reform. That was completely coincidental. Tee-hee. Okay, so let's see what other suggestions people have. And we looked up CSX, which is on the stock exchange, but it deals with railroads and transportation, so I'm still not sure what that email meant. But I'm sorry your stock dropped 40%, but hang with it. Maybe it'll go back up. Okay, Let's see what else we got.
Yeah, so let's see. Yuki here says, doesn't go far enough. To quote the movie Field of Dreams, if you build it, he will come. Supply and demand is a basic law of economics, which predicts that if you build more prison beds for profit or to remove undesirables from society, i.e. the social good, then those who benefit will ensure that these beds are filled to full occupancy through marketing laws, law enforcement, and judicial discussion or decisions.
Ooh, wow. That's a rather cynical, perhaps not inaccurate, but rather cynical view. There was a documentary that we talked about last year that came out with a judge who owned stock in a and was a shareholder and a major shareholder in a prison reform company in a prison, and had unusually harsh sentences where he was sending people to his prison. To say it's a conflict of interest, I'm talking about character like none. But the point's well taken. Although prison, if you don't build them, then you get prison overcrowding. So, a complicated issue. That whole idea of sentencing. I was did a story when I was in San Francisco about prison reform and parole. And what I didn't understand is quite often the parole boards get nailed for either not granting parole or granting parole. But the rules are very specific and very limited. There's just not a whole lot of leeway. And as I said, when I moved to San Francisco, what someone said to me is, you can't understand the politics of California until you understand the politics of water. And never has that been more relevant than right now. It's just an extraordinary kind of thing going on with the Colorado River and Arizona and Nevada and California, and it's a mess. Nothing like a couple of years, what are we talking about, 6 years of drought or something. Okay, let's go back to prison reform that has nothing to do with water, in theory.
Yeah, Talib just says it's about time and that she misses your show. She'll make a bigger effort to listen to it again.
Good. You can always hear the podcast, and you go to drjoy.com, and if you can't, find this. I think there used to be a map there. I'll have to check and see if there's still a map. But if not, you can send us an email. We'll tell you what's where it's available in your area.
Diane says, I'm neutral. Never been and don't plan on being in one. I must add, watching HBO's Night Of is an eye-opener.
Well, I think most of us spend, again, that issue between short and long-term. But it depends on your ethnicity, it depends on your income, it depends on your education, it depends on your neighborhood. There are neighborhoods in which going to prison is kind of a rite of passage, which is alarming, especially when we know how really lousy prisons are. I mean, nobody would view them as a vacation, but some neighborhoods is just considered, well, yeah. And in other neighborhoods, you spend your whole life avoiding that kind of thing. And part of it is very likely on how claustrophobic you are. And there's also different prison conditions depending on your income and your ethnicity and your race. I mean, it's not a system of equal justice by any stretch of the imagination, but neither is the justice system, which obviously is going to feed into it. Yeah, I mean, I think the Justice Department, at least looking at it and saying this isn't acceptable, with presumably a pretty serious, heavyweight group of lobbyists is gutsy and hopefully appropriate. Okay, we've done those?
The last one.
One more.
Yep,
okay.
The last one here. Marie says, I just watched a few episodes of HBO's Night Of. Excellent show. So real and highly recommended.
There you go. Well, HBO is doing some really good work. They now I'm on their list for some shows where they'll send me the stuff ahead of time. And they used to go over to the offices every once in a while. It's now a little more convenient. They usually send me links ahead of time. And I review them as movies, especially when, so you can check out. They don't always do it. I don't always review them. But you can check this at drjoy.com, because a lot of the stuff that HBO has done I have reviewed, and it is on the website. I should probably make a note to myself to mention when the week they play, and I'll just do it on the same day that I do movies. Because I don't want to turn the program into strictly movies. Because then who would you call when you got a problem? Exactly. Problem buster. All righty. We have, about 4 minutes here? 3 or 4 minutes?
Yeah, I got about 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay, how about if we do... you got a short email here that we could do?
Let's see. Yeah, I got a short one here from Liz. Liz just says, what is it that you say about dreams whispering to us? I think the quote could be useful to a friend.
Yeah, the whole thing about dreams is they have always fascinated human beings, right? And people thought that they were prescient, or that you were, that only certain people had them, or that you were being possessed, you were being visited. And especially when people have realistic dreams about either events that haven't happened or people who are no longer alive, that you can see how So some people believe that dreams are really incredibly valuable. Some people think they're like a computer brain dump, that they have no value. It's just, and I'm somewhere in between where I don't think that they're prescient. And the best way to prove that, you don't have to take my word for it, just write down the specifics, because quite often dreams are kind of abstract. So the idea is of people say, well, yeah, I dreamt about a plane crash. Well, if you wait long enough, sooner or later, a plane will probably crash. But that doesn't necessarily mean that your dream was prescient. I think all of us have had the experience of thinking about somebody or dreaming about somebody, and then they call. But that probably can be explained in another basis. I think that dreams are most valuable to the dreamer. And you have to remember a couple things about the unconscious. It has no negative. It has no time frame. Things you want and things you don't want are presented in the same way. There's no negative, in which is why things you want and things you don't want are appear in the same kind of emotion. About 80% of the population dreams about 80% of the time. And if you think you don't dream, that's most likely not the case, but the best way to conjure up your dreams is to keep a paper and pencil beside your bed, and before you get out of bed in the morning, before you stretch, before you do anything, write down anything you can remember. They may not be full dreams to begin with. They may just be sounds or smells or little ephemera, little sort of threads, and write down any of them you can. And usually within about a month, people are remembering their dreams. And in terms of my comment of it's us whispering in our own ear, that it's the closest we come to our unconscious. So they're classic kinds of things, like running down the road, or today is flight day, so it's that we're thinking about flying. But it can quite often be things we're afraid of, wish fulfillment. If you have something, the best way to interpret a dream is when you're wide awake and see what relevance it could possibly have to your life. Or you can call me at 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Okay, we got a bunch. I will tell you what they all are, and then we'll go back and review them one at a time so you could kind of keep track. There's Wiener Dog, Maggie's Plan, The Man Who Knew Infinity, The Huntsman, and Nice Guys. Okay, I'll start with Nice Guys, which will probably be, it's certainly got the biggest the best known cast. We've got Ryan Gosling as a down on his luck private eye in 1977 in L.A. We've got Russell Crowe is hired as an enforcer who hurts people for a living. So already you're understanding this is basically film noir. Fate turns them into unlikely partners after a young woman named Amelia mysteriously disappears. They learn the hard way that some dangerous people are also looking for Amelia. Their investigation takes them to dark places as anyone else gets involved in the case seems to wind up dead. Yeah. I mean, it's just such... Russell Crowe is huge in this for reasons that are not particularly obvious. Ryan, they don't seem to have much chemistry. This one didn't quite work for me. The Man Who Knew Infinity is probably the best of the group. It didn't do terribly well in the theaters. It stars Dev Patel as Srinivasa Ramanujan, who goes to Trinity College in England to work with G.H. Hardy. This is obviously based on true stories, who is played by Jeremy Iron. I kind of like this. Jeremy Northam, whom I also think is a terrific actor, is in this. It's kind of dry, and the idea is that the conflict between, this happens in 1913, between this kid who was obviously a slumdog millionaire in a previous life. Okay, not fair. But the idea being that that he's this brilliant kid who gets to go to Trinity College, and Jeremy Irons is his mentor, and the conflict between that and what's happening back in his hometown, which is very poor. And which is, it's one of the reasons why in my foundation I'm taking pods of kids together so they don't have to worry about the conflict between their new life and their old life in nearly as much way, because they'll have peers with them. Maggie's Plan was something that I kind of wanted to like, and there's one performance. Julianne Moore is terrific in this. Woman Greta Gerwig falls in love with a married man, Ethan Hawke, clearly my favorite plot device, then devises a strategy to reunite him with his former wife, Julianne Moore, 3 years later because she decides he's driving her crazy. The rest of the cast is Bill Hader and Maya Rudolph and Wallace Shawn. There's no one to like in this movie, and the person who is the most likable is Julianne Moore, who is just over the top. She's obviously having such a great time in this movie, playing this woman who's clearly smarter than her husband, who on the one hand is devastated when he leaves her for a younger woman, and on the other hand is delighted to be rid of him. I thought this was a movie that there was really no one to like. And when the heroine, Greta Gerwig, is not a particularly nice human being, then your interest, I think, in the movie tends to diminish a bit, and I think that was true in this one. The Huntsman, Winter War, this is the second in this group. Let's see how much of this we can go through. Long before Queen Ravina, who is played by Charlize Theron, who is always gorgeous and has terrific costumes in this, was thought vanquished by Snow White's blade, she watched silently as her sister Freya, who's Emily Blunt, suffered a heartbreaking betrayal and fled their kingdom. With Freya's ability to freeze any enemy, the young Ice Queen has spent decades in a remote wintry palace raising a legion of deadly huntsmen, including Eric, Liam Hemsworth, baby, and warrior Sarah Jessica Chastain, only to find that her prize to defied her one demand, forever harden your hearts to love. When Freya learns of her sister's demise, she summons her remaining soldiers to bring the magic mirror home to the only sorceress left who can harness its power. When she discovers Ravina can be resurrected from golden depths, the wicked sisters threaten this enchanted land with twice the darkest force it's ever seen. Now their amassing army shall provide undefeatable unless the banished huntsmen who broke their queen's cardinal rule can fight their way back to one another. Either you are completely enchanted by that and think, wow, or you think, boy, that's really stupid. I don't want to spend any time in my life with that. But the costumes are great, so it may be worth it just for the costumes. And, I mean, Emily Blunt looks great, and Charlize Theron looks great. Jessica Chastain has never been one of my faves, but nevertheless. Wiener Dog is a cute dachshund, finds himself shuffled from one oddball owner to the next, including two couples, a veterinary nurse. This is a Greta Gerwig festival. A screenwriter, Danny DeVito, and a bitter woman, Ellen Burstyn. They did this with a cat a couple of years ago. It depends. I mean, the animals are always cute, and the idea of shuffling animals around is, it's a plot device that really, I mean, there's something sort of alarming about it to a certain extent. But, all right, so the movies, let's see, pick of the week. No question, The Man Who Knew Infinity, but it's not an incredibly entertaining movie. It's important, and you feel the sense of its gravity, but it's not, I don't know how you're going to feel about it. If you didn't, it's a perfect movie for DVD, actually, because it's got great values, and Jeremy Irons is always good, and Dev Patel is a charming actor. Huntsman depends on, you know, how much you like that Vanity kind of stuff. The Nice Guys, neither of them are nice, particularly, and the buddy part doesn't really work very much, but they're certainly the biggest names on the schedule. Wiener Dog, the dog's cute. And Maggie's plan is there's no one on that in that entire movie to like, and no one that you has any character integrity. On the other hand, Julianna Moore is fantastic in it. She's really worth watching. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. All right, do we have time for what? You want to, how about a, what have I got, about 3 minutes here, three or
yeah,
four?
Yeah, about 3 minutes.
You choose.
All right, why don't we just do a quick program director?
Perfect.
Okay, here's one from Bonnie. Bonnie says, I think you should review authors or read and do your own review that write books relating to psychology, like mood disorders, hyperactivity, food addictions, obsessions, and so on. I recently read a book called Potatoes Not Prozac that could fill up a three-hour show with discussions.
Comfort food, huh? All right. Let me respond to that. There are a couple of responses. When I first started out as on the air, there were no role models. So there were no psychologists on the air. There were no women on the air. And so I kind of, well, that's not true. Toni Grant was on the air, but she was in Los Angeles, and there wasn't satellite radio. So I never heard of her. I didn't know how she worked. And one of the smartest decisions of my entire career was not to go visit her until I'd been on the air for about 6 weeks, which was very helpful because she's a very talented broadcaster. She was. She's still, she's not still broadcasting. I have this vague sense that she may have died recently, but I'll check it in a minute. But at any rate, she's a talented broadcaster, but completely different style than I had. And my fear is if she was all I knew, it's the only role model, that I might have emulated her with no particular good, Toni Grant obituary. She dies at 73 in April. The point being that I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it, and I sort of thought the same thing you thought. Well, I'm a psychologist, so I'll interview other psychologists who've written books. And it was a disaster, and I'll tell you why. It's that, first of all, I could speak better than they could because that's what I do for a living. And there are people who write brilliant books who can't talk about it at all. There are people who are really good talkers and didn't write their own books. So if I'd asked them a probing question, they couldn't answer it. But the real problem was if I agreed with them, then it was kind of boring. And if I disagreed with them, it just this confusing the audience of, well, who do you believe? Do you believe Joy, whose program it is, or Frink Frunk, whose book it is? So it just, I thought, let other people do psychology. Let other people either interview me or interview other psychologists. And now I read a lot. I read three or four books a week, but I read fiction by and large. And I'm perfectly willing to review the books I read. The problem about doing that is we've already got 3 days a week that have a segment devoted to reviews. We've got DVDs, we've got theater, we've got movies. And I really don't want to turn the program into reviews per se. So my deal is if I read a book that I really, really loved, that either I'll recommend it to you or I'll quote from it. But I really don't want, I also don't want to be committed to reading books. I mean, right now I'm committed to reviewing the DVDs that I've seen. I basically see most of the movies that are coming out and essentially all the theaters. So I really don't, I only have so much time. So I appreciate the thought. But I trust you. If you ask a specific question of me about a book, I can certainly answer it for you. But in terms of reviewing psychological literature, rather not. But thanks for asking. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Today is, I'll tell you who we're commemorating. We're commemorating the death of somebody whose name was Rodolfo Alfonso Raffaello Pierre Philibert Guglielmo de Valentin de Anguilla, who is probably better known to you as the guy with a whole bunch of names. No. As Rudolph Valentino. He was an Italian-born American actor who starred in several well-known silent films, including The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, The Sheik, Blood and Sand, The Eagle, and The Son of Sheik. An early pop icon, a sex symbol of the 20s, he was known as a Latin lover or simply as Valentino. He had applied for American citizenship shortly before his death, which occurred at age 31, causing mass hysteria among his female fans and further propelling him into iconic status. There's no way to achieve immortality quicker than dying young, right? You know, that's a biblical quote that only the good die young, and the I'm trying to remember the rest of it, so that they have a chance to repent, which is sort of an interesting notion. I don't know that Valentino would have necessarily been considered in that category, but he died at 31. I didn't realize he was nearly that young. Okay. And that John Adams had 89 grandchildren or something. That still, I mean, amazes me. But one of them, I think, had 12 children. So all you have to do is sort of 12 children to get to 100 is only 8 kids, right? That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
One of the reasons people had a lot of kids, three reasons. One, there was nothing to do at night. Two, there was no birth control. And three, a lot of children died in infancy. And they were essentially farmers, so you needed a lot of hands to sow and reap the and harvest the crops. So, but still, 89 seems a little extreme. What can I tell you? Alrighty, I know we had an email that was a follow up to an email. So why don't we get that done so it doesn't get too long on the vine?
Yeah. So this one was from Francesca.
Right.
Francesca says, "I only get you in the middle of the night. But I got lucky last night, and you read my email. You had lots of questions about the circumstances and suggested that I call you, which I may do. You asked me to reflect on what I say that elicits her negative responses."
All right, let's just stop before. Francesca sent me an email asking about that she had a daughter that she felt was really rude to her, and so she just decided to divorce her daughter, and I said, not very practical. All right, keep going.
Yes, so she says, "Actually, it pretty much takes very little, and I'm always surprised that whatever it is, whatever said is attacked. Example, I said, 'I thought you said you totally disagreed,' because she changed her mind and now agreed. I won't go into the subject matter, but suffice to say it was quite trivial. Her reply was, 'You would think that. It seems always defensive, as if I attacked her. I have met—'"
Okay, but wait a minute. Let me just stop at that point before we go on longer. If you get enough hostility between two people, you say hello, and someone else says, "You're being sarcastic, aren't you?" So it's not that any particular example necessarily, but it's a context. So if the context is electric enough, is flammable enough, then saying, "I thought you changed your mind," it isn't helpful because she's going to view that as an attack. What you might say is, okay, just explain it to me again, or maybe it doesn't require any sort of follow-up, because if she views it as, I mean, she's going to view it, obviously, and she did view it as critical of you changed your mind. People are allowed to change their mind. And in the context of there's some of the hostility between the two of you, questioning her is always going to be viewed as criticizing her. So that's number one. Number one and number two. Number one is the context, which is so hostile. And number two is, so what did saying, "Gee, I thought you thought something else about it," what does that add to the conversation? You could say, okay. And that, saying okay is a whole different response from her than saying, "Gee, I thought you thought something else." Okay, so keep going.
She goes on to say that, "I have many, many times suggested some sort of counseling."
Well, we already talked about that. That's very likely not going to work, at least to begin with.
She's even suggested some sort of mediator. She rejects that without further discussion. "Dr. Brown, I feel done putting up with her caustic barbs for years, and unless she seeks me out, I do not want to be in her company. May I send you the letter I wrote to her?"
Well, you could email, I suppose, to me, and we could do it. But I suspect, not going to be happy with that letter. First of all, you never put anything in writing you don't want to defend in court, by definition. Number two, unless it's really positive, it falls into category number one of it's just going to be viewed as fuel to the fire. So you can email it to me. But if I were you, I'd reread it or have someone that you think will be painfully honest with you, which may be me, saying, "Do you really want to do it?" And I would certainly hang on to it temporarily and reread it. Things that are in writing have a different impact than things that are said. Because sometimes we can recall things inaccurately. When it's in writing, we can go back and say, "Aha! In paragraph 3, word 4, you said..." And especially, again, in the context between you and your daughter, the likelihood of it being at all positive, I think you're much better off to give her a call occasionally, and you can certainly wait it out a little bit more if you want, and then just be neutral, just be charming, just be superficial to begin with, because superficiality is going to be both of your salvation. At this moment, neither of you can talk about anything without driving each other nuts. So, and the only comfort, though I'm not sure it's comfort at all, is that you're probably driving her as much as she's driving you. And it's a shame, because none of us are getting younger, and we can't predict the future, and I would hate for either of you to inherit this level of unhappy baggage. So, yeah, go ahead and, I don't know, how can somebody do it? I suppose they could just type it into the email. Can you scan it into the email? I suppose you could.
Yeah, you can scan it, take a picture, retype it.
Send it in the email.
Most smartphones now allow you to scan it.
Or at least take a picture and send it.
Right.
Okay. But again, before you send it to me, I look at it with a jaundiced eye and say, if I were about to receive what I'm about to send, how would I feel about it? If she were sending this letter to me, how would I feel about it? And if the answer is, hurts my stomach or makes you furious, don't send it. Okay? All right, so it's very helpful, though. I appreciate you taking the time to clarify. But for right now, less is more. It's kind of like it says in Hamilton, talk less, smile more. It's probably good advice for all of us. Can't do it on the radio. Blake and I can't do it, but the rest of you can. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.